peace, light, and love to everyone. Welcome to the Third Eye Five podcast. You know what I'm saying? Doing it from the crib. This is the Third Eye Five, just a vibe podcast from the crib. Not in the studio today. I just felt the need to, you know what I'm saying? Talk a little bit, discuss certain things, discuss what's been going on. There's a lot of shit going on, man. As of like today or September, October 7th, 2023. Israel had declared war today against some country, start with an H. I don't know how to pronounce it right now. But that's what's going on right now. Y'all go look it up. Y'all do y'all research. I know y'all been seeing it on the news or on social media. And it's crazy how that's, like, happening right now. Like, literally just had, like, Wednesday, the emergency test, FEMA test thing that happened with our phones. And it's just ironic how the same week that shit happens. And who knows what else is going to happen. And 2 days ago, yesterday, Putin talking about testing and using missiles. So it's a lot of stuff going on right now, and this is the time for us, especially my spiritual tribe and all my spiritual people out there, to really like tap in spirit and meditate and really align every chakra in your body and really tap in that God body of yours, man, because I don't know what the fuck they got going on, what they doing, but it's like, it seemed like they speeding the process of, like, what they really trying to do, so we need to be prepared. I know it's, like, a tough thing to, like, actually try to get prepared for something like this of not knowing what exactly may occur or what may happen, but be prepared spiritually, because that's something that can't be taken away or can't be, you know what I'm saying, that energy is there, you know what I'm saying, that you always being protected and watched over, and you know, like, we just in a crazy time right now, you know what I'm saying, we in a interesting time. I'm glad to, you know what I'm saying, have this one-on-one sit down with you guys, because it's been a while, you know what I'm saying, because I've been doing interviews and, you know what I'm saying, interview others, so y'all gonna see more of, like, solo RK5, on the podcast, you know what I'm saying, maybe at the office or the studio, or it might be the home version, but it's not even about the setting, it's about the information that y'all will be getting. That is the most important part, is the information. And that's what we all should be focused on and thinking about, is like really taking in the information. And it's crazy because in the beginning of 2023, January, the first day of January, I broke down and talked about the agenda 2030, and it's looking real promising. It's been like the whole 2023 brand has been literally pretty much everything that I said in that video is like you seeing the preparation. You seeing the preparation of what I was talking about at the beginning of the year. That's why I'm like saying, like, make sure you tap in spirit, tap in with yourself in spirit, and really prepare yourself, because and me, like, understanding and able to put that out to the public like that and speak on Agenda 2030 in the beginning of the year is basically me always going back and connecting and raising my vibrations, you know what I'm saying? So when you raise your vibrations and you really stepping in truth, you're not going to seem crazy. You're not going to seem crazy because you know what you're talking about. And I knew what I was talking about. And y'all seeing what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like really seeing this shit. And it's like every day there's new shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, I'm trying to get some tunes going. Computer acting weird and shit. My other computer. Let me see. It's crazy how. Hold on.
No matter how hard you work, the unexpected can still happen. Luckily, you have reliable fiber internet. Automatic cellular
backup to keep you online. Fiber availability. But, we're going to play music by me the rest of the night. You know what I'm saying? But, this is called Love, something by RK5. What about me? I don't know why I keep saying my name, but I'm letting y'all know who I am. That's all. This is just all that matters. I never forget to let y'all know who I am and shit. So, like, but as you can see, like, it's a lot of stuff going on, and then we have to really like sit and process what's going on and not wait until when shit hit the fans to like try to process shit, because you will be setting yourself back. You know what I'm saying? You will be setting yourself back because then you will be acting out of fear, you'll be frightened and all this other shit. So it's good to know now what's going on, even though it's like little, like low key, a little bit too late, but it's not too late because we still have a chance at life. So It's that time, yo. They like, it's in the numbers, it's in the year 2023 equals 7, spiritual awakening. A lot of shit is getting exposed. Like, even maybe within your home, your house, whoever you're dealing with, a lot of shit is getting exposed. You know what I'm saying? And everything is coming out. Like, we're in the year of Aquarius, so this is the time for knowledge, information, and different things happening. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be aware of these things. Take heed. You know what I'm saying? Don't be blind. You know what I'm saying? Some of us got kids, so it affects and hits us differently. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm taking this time to like really like speak out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a furniture designer in Los Angeles, and for the last 5 years...
Mm-hmm. trying to look over some notes real quick. Because it is. Because there's a lot of stuff that I want to dive deep on. We'll talk about it since I've been doing a lot of reading this year, too. A lot of reading. A lot of Malachi York books. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because I've been sitting on the Malachi York book for a while, for like a couple of years, and didn't even know it was actually Malachi York. And I'm just, you know what I'm saying, a good friend of mine had gave it to me. You know what I'm saying, a good friend of mine had gave me the book. And I didn't realize like what I had in front of me. You know what I'm saying? But I overlooked the book and I actually got other books by Malachi York. You know what I'm saying? That's when I realized that this book is actually his book. I mean, and that's just go with me not really paying attention to what's in front of me. And we do that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You can do that sometimes. What was this about, man? We can start. Nigga back up. Got him back up. And then messed up. Got the Mac up. And then back up. And then mess us. Inventing shit. I'm the Black Edison. Well, shit, fuck it. We can talk more about Anunnakis, y'all. About the Anunnakis. So, Anunnaki, Anu, A-N-U, well, A-N, yeah, A-N-U, the supreme god, the sky, the heavens, the king of the gods, the ancestors of many deities in Mesopotamian religion. I'm going to say it one more again, Mesopotamian religion. Yeah, Anu is like the head, and he's the god of the sky and heavens, king of the gods, you know what I'm saying? And he has a wife, Anna, the queen of heavens, associated with the beauty, sex, divine law, political power. Yeah. In mind you, Mesopotamian religion is a polytheistic religion. You know what I'm saying? That means worshiping multiple gods. That's what polytheistic means, right? So, mind you, this is basically the first religion. You know what I'm saying? And this is based in Iraq. Saudi Arabia in that area, you know what I'm saying, where pretty much where everything pretty much started, far as like before Egypt, before Christianity, before all that, you know. Hold on real quick. But yeah, like, and then, okay, you have Enki, which what Anu sent down from the ship, which is the god of wisdom and magic. And then the brother Enlil, the god of earth, storms, agriculture, and control of fate. Y'all study, this is something to study all of this is the names that I display. Definitely do your research on. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research on these deities, right? So the Tablet of Destiny was tampered. You know what I'm saying? I wrote down somewhere who tampered with that. Okay, it speaks about it. Okay. Okay. So the Tablet of Destiny was the clay tablets inscribed with cuneiform. Is the earliest known writing system. You know what I'm saying? So the Tablet of Destiny, basically the earliest writing system. And it was tampered with. And okay, Enlil and Enki is the son of Anu, like I was saying. So Anu So I'm not going to say, you know, remember I was saying about Anna, the Queen of Heavens, right? This is what I have to do more research on, because in my notes here, I wrote down that there's a another entity, Damazit, with Tammuz, which is supposed to be Jesus, where the Jesus story come from, which is the husband of Anna, god of shepherds, infertility. That makes sense of why Jesus was associated with the white dove and bird, because it's Tammuz, god of shepherds, and fertility, provider of milk, associated with the growth of plants. Okay, when the land was fertile and abundant around the springtime, that is Dusmond, Dumuzid. Now look this up yourself. And during the summertime, in the middle, people thought Desmond had died because of how dry the crops was dying. So this can come in play of the Jesus story, and how it's connected to the winter solstice and all that, with the crops and everything, when certain seasons are in play, like seeing that the crops is dry and dying. They thought Desmond was dead. And when springtime, when everything is fertile and abundant and look pretty, that is Desmond. Damuzet. I gotta learn these names, y'all. So, okay. So, Zuin and Enki. And mind you, Zuin, Z-U-E-N, that is associated with, I have wrote this down somewhere, Pacus. I think that's how you say it. It's a big ass snake. It start with an A-P-O-P-I-S. I think that's how you spell it. And those are associated with the big snake, the reptilian, put a spell on the planet. So with Enlil is basically the good brother, the good one that's, you know what I'm saying, basically here to help the planet, right? Earth, right? Has seven tablets in his possession called the Scrolls of All, which is the Akashi Records, which was found by the Zuin, the reptilian big snake. They found it in the secret chamber, the ninth chamber was where the tablets was kept. So they changed it. They changed their destiny and changed what was going to happen on Earth. So they gained control of what was going to happen in the future, basically. You know what I'm saying? And let me see if I got some more notes of that, because I really dove deep on that.
Grammarly's top three tips on starting an essay.
Let's say you're struggling to put pen to paper on an upcoming essay. You might have an outline already and know what you want to write, but are struggling to find the right words to get it going.
Okay. The other word, okay, EPI, which is APEP. Well, APEP. Yeah, the ones that put the spell on the planet and took the scroll. Well, tablet, same shit.
Let Grammarly help you with your next essay. Download for free at Grammarly.
Okay, it's getting juicy now. So,
hi, I'm Zhao Yudong. As a traditional Chinese medicine chef and food therapist, I love using Squarespace to share my recipes and wellness tips and to accept appointments. The membership feature helped me to monetize my content.
Okay, Kingu, which is Luna. Luna, which is the deity of the moon. Right? Which, I'm going to do more research and see if it's resembling with Ishtar, because I think Ishtar is connected with the moon too, I believe. And I may be wrong. But these are things that we can research, you know what I'm saying? We come back, get feedback, and talk about it next episode. Luna was a disagreeable. You know, they have agreeables and disagreeables. Okay, Kingu planet, which is Luna, the moon, dried up due to its own orbit by Nibiru. Okay. And Kingu wanted to rule the whole universe, used 30 million tons of atomic energy to blow Timematic. How you spell Timematic is T-I-A-M-A-T. And if it don't make sense to you right now, you know what I'm saying, go back, look at the video, write these names down, and do your own research. Because it's going to make sense once you do your proper research. I'm just here to give you the information so you can look this up and understand where I'm coming from with this. You know what I'm saying? So you know where I'm coming at. And how everything was pretty much created. And how we are misinformed with certain information and think it's one way or one religion or, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of stuff that we've been taught has been lies and taken in stories, taken from stories and other stories and another story. There's an origin to everything. And me, I like to go to where the origin is at. Like the original information, the original languages, the original religion, you know what I'm saying, that made all this shit come into play, you know what I'm saying? Research planet Nirvana. Let's research planet Nirvana. Well, actually, why are we here? We're gonna double check Kingu, which is K-I-N-G-U. We're gonna look more into it because I had took these notes like last month and just now getting back to it on the live as I'm seeing it. So we're gonna do the digging now, but still do your own research. Don't ever go off by me. You dig? Let's see. Let's get some frequencies going. Since that's what I'm feeling right now. Ooh. Today's energy been interesting, I would say. I fast today. Ain't really eat nothing today. You know what I'm saying? I did have like a little minor, like a little snack and shit, like cookies and whatnot, but I ain't really have like no meal today. So it's like I kind of fast. I kind of didn't type deal, but it's a good step into the fast. I mean, not eating no meat. I ain't eat no meat. I ain't eat no nothing processed today. Let's just say. So that's good. And it's been a minute. It's been like a couple of months since I like really fast. So I'm getting back into fasting every week, at least once a week, start like that. And I advise everybody to fast at least once a day. You know what I'm saying? This is another way to also get your spirit ready for the transition or the dimension that we all want to be in, that 5G, not 5G, that the fifth dimension. You know what I'm saying? And up. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta prep our bodies for it. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep taking in all these foods and shit. Especially the food that they feeding us now is getting outrageous. It's getting outrageous, y'all. So this is well needed time. So let me see. Okay, so Kangu, how you say it? Let me see if it's gonna say it. I don't think it's So Kingu in Mesopotamian mythology, the consort of Tiamat, the creation of epic tells how Tiamat determined to destroy the other gods, creating a mighty army. It set Kangu at its head. When Kangu saw Madork, which is a deity that I believe was replaced after Anu. Let's see. Madark. And he was actually the god of the city of Babylon. And this is where Lord came from. Bel, B-E-L. Mardark is M-A-R-D-U-K. The god of thunderstorms. So they say, okay. Get my sources from this website called Britannica, BRITANNICA.com. And it's saying here that Mardark rise a search of a premonition that he was the god of 50 names. And these a low-key, like, reading is, like, bringing to my mind about Allah and how Allah has different names and attributes. And this is making me wonder, did they get these names having more than one name and these different attributes from this particular god of Babylon? You know what I'm saying? Like, this the starter or the origin for I say. Okay, his star was Jupiter. His scarce animal was horses, dogs, especially the so-called dragon with forked tongue, representation of which adorned his city walls. Okay. Mardark was later known as Bel, B-E-L, a name derived from the Semitic word Baal, B-A-A-L, or Lord. Had all the attributes of Mardark in his statues. Cult were as much of the same. Gradually became to be the thought of the gods of order of destiny. See, now it makes me, now I want to dive more deep into Mardark. Hold on for a second, my daughter. So it's crazy because I read this back when I was writing these notes, a little bit of it. But now I'm like really taking it in and it's like hitting different. Hold on. Daddy duties, y'all. Daddy duties. Don't forget it. Only on the third I five, just about audio, y'all. Real and authentic. So yeah, daughter Milani, shout out to Milani. I know you will see this one day. I love you. Daddy loves you always. Yeah, so Murdoch, man, Murdoch. We're gonna say Murdoch for another episode, because I feel like that's a whole nother dive in that we should dive in. But y'all get a gist of who he is, right? actually, that's all I'm gonna really talk about today. How about that? I feel like that's enough information for right now. You know, just something, you know what I'm saying, to get your mind thinking. You know, I don't like to overload y'all with information at once. I want y'all to be able to come back to me and tell me what you think. So y'all do y'all due diligence and research these names, y'all. Go back in, look in the video, get the names, write it down, jot down the information, make sure the information I'm telling you are correct, you know what I'm saying? So it's just stuff that we need to know. So when it's time, we ain't gonna act crazy, we ain't gonna know, you know what I'm saying? Because it's getting real outside, spiritually, and all that, you know? So I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna get back to taking care of my daughter. She sounds like she half sleep drinking that milk right now. So we'll get back with her, put her to sleep, get it right. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Saturday. It's 11:16 right now in Virginia. So this is the 3 Out of 5 Just About Audio podcast. And I'm tuning out.